T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A man is dead after a shooting in southwest Wichita. We have the story.
A small plane crashed in Valley Center on Sunday. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A dense fog advisory has been issued across south central Kansas, and that may make driving to work a little slow going this morning. Our complete forecast in just a few minutes.
Poll numbers in Nevada compare Democrats ahead of their party's caucuses on Saturday.
A recent poll done by the Las Vegas Review-Journal and AARP shows Senator Bernie Sanders leading the Democratic field with 25%, followed by former Vice President Joe Biden with 18% and Senator Elizabeth Warren at 13%. 8% of those surveyed said they were undecided. This as Nevada Democrats have revamped their caucus results reporting plan, trying to avoid a repeat of problems Iowa had with its caucus. But that plan uses internet-connected iPads and was rolled out to caucus organizers a little more than a week before voting. State party officials say there will be a two-step verification process for reporting to help with security. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A shooting Sunday morning left a 35-year-old man dead.
It happened around 2:50 a.m. Sunday in the 1700 block of South Glen near Seneca and Harry in the southwest part of the city. Wichita police say a 45-year-old woman arrived at a friend's home to find the man unresponsive. The victim, 35-year-old James Winston, had sustained multiple gunshot wounds and was transported to an area hospital where he died from his injuries. Police continue to work the case, which is not believed to be a random incident. If you have any information, call WPD Detectives, Crime Stoppers, or the See Something, Say Something hotline at 519-2282. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
One person was injured Sunday when a small plane crashed in Valley Center.
Sedgwick County 911 dispatchers say one person suffered minor injuries after a small plane carrying four people crashed near West 85th Street North and North Seneca Street. This happened on Sunday around 3 p.m. According to Valley Center Fire Chief Lonnie Torme, all four passengers refused medical treatment. The pilot suffered a minor injury but was okay. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating the cause of the crash. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The U.S. is hoping to reach a truce with the Taliban after nearly two decades of fighting. More from Fox's Garrett Tenney.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is cautiously optimistic about this deal with the Taliban that could eventually lead to U.S. troops leaving Afghanistan. The first step is a seven-day truce, which could begin as soon as Monday. During that time, the Taliban has agreed not to target American or Afghan forces. Assuming that goes well, the peace deal could be signed within 10 days, leading to a nationwide ceasefire, negotiations between the Taliban and Afghan government, and a timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. troops who've been fighting there for the past 18 years. There are currently 12,000 American soldiers in Afghanistan, and this weekend, Defense Secretary Esper said troop levels could be reduced to 8,600 if this deal pans out. While officials are cautiously optimistic about this peace deal, they concede it's by no means a sure thing.
Even if a peace deal is signed, counterterrorism operations would still continue in Afghanistan, according to Department of Defense officials. Dr. Roger D. Klein, a former advisor to the FDA, says there's not much to worry about in the U.S. right now when it comes to that new virus coming out of China.
The risk for Americans right now is very low. We have 15 cases reported in the United States, no deaths. Of the 60,000 cases that have occurred worldwide, the vast majority are in China, and all but three of the deaths are in China.
Dr. Klein appearing on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night at 7 here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Lots of Shocker action this past weekend. We'll give you updates on men's and women's basketball, baseball, and softball, all coming up in sports.
And a prison crisis in Mississippi claims another victim. That story and more news coming up with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. One person has been killed, three others injured following a shootout between rival motorcycle gangs at a bar in Midland, Texas. One of the injured in critical condition. Police believe multiple suspected gang members were involved. Federal agency Watchdog is looking into questions about marketers getting seniors' Medicare information.
The Inspector General for the Health and Human Services Department is expected to announce an audit this week aimed at figuring out how Medicare recipients are being targeted by scammers. An earlier investigation found an electronic system for pharmacies to verify Medicare coverage was possibly being used for inappropriate searches and has raised red flags about fraud. The Inspector General's office review follows a wave of efficient telemarketing scams targeting seniors involving information about back braces and DNA cheek swabs. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Florida man is upset he can't bring his emotional support item with him to dialysis treatments. The item is a life-size portrait of President Trump.
Nelson Gibson of Port St. Lucie, Florida, needs kidney dialysis three times each week. His family isn't able to sit with him through the treatments, which can take up to 3.5 hours to complete. So he started bringing with him photos of President Trump. Those pictures were eventually upgraded to life-size cutouts of the president, and that's when the clinic staff told Gibson no more, that it wasn't a rally. Gibson says he now feels unfairly singled out, but the clinic insists the object is too big and that items need to be in a more manageable size. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The prison crisis in Mississippi claims another victim.
It's the 18th prisoner to die in the state's troubled prison system since late December. A prison guard serving breakfast Sunday found David May unresponsive in his cell at the Central Mississippi Correctional Facility in Rankin County. Correction officials say there were no obvious signs of injuries. May had been sentenced in 2017 to life in prison for two aggravated assaults. An autopsy is planned to determine the cause of death. The Justice Department's Civil Rights Division is opening an investigation of Mississippi prisons. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport celebrates its fifth birthday in June. Wichita Airport's director, Victor White, tells KNSS News the Kansas Department of Transportation reports on the airport's economic impact on the area.
Eisenhower Airport contributed about $2.5 billion to the local economy. In terms of jobs, there's around 20,000 plus jobs that are created not only on the airport campus, but the ripple effect, the spinoff in the community with goods and services, taxes that people pay, and that sort of thing. And even Jabara Airport has about an $800 million impact.
White says passenger counts at Eisenhower have gone up 7 years in a row. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff. Well, let's take a look at the traffic. 8:10 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Southbound I-135 looks like we've got some road construction is slowing things down again, and that starts a little ways past 21st Street North. And we've got some fog in the Wichita area this morning, and so be wary of that as far as traffic conditions are concerned. Latest update from the Eisenhower National Airport says that visibility is at 1.5 miles. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With widespread areas of dense fog in south-central Kansas this morning, it may take a while to clear on off, and this afternoon we expect to get to 60 for the high. Mostly cloudy and much colder tonight, our low 32, and then sunny on Tuesday afternoon, our high 45. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, 41 degrees. We have a north wind at 9 miles per hour. Hey, if your company has huge phone bills from one of those national companies with lots of fees, you should give Ron a call and see what he can quote you. VoxLink could possibly save you up to 35% or more off your monthly bill. And one new business phone with each new account valued at $200. Call Ron at 844-VOXLINK. That's VOXLINK. Or 844-869-5465. The website is vox-link.com. VoxLink. 8:12 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. On this President's Day, excuse me this morning. I'm having a little trouble this morning with my voice, but I'm hoping to muddle through to the end of the day. Ted Woodward with the morning off. He'll be back in here tomorrow morning. On a Tuesday morning, we'll be back the day after President's Day. And as we're watching President's Day, as we're talking about President's Day, I've been sharing some information about some of the presidents, and one of the things you may not know about Abraham Lincoln, you know, he had to wore that big stovepipe hat, or he had at least one of those that he wore. You've seen the photos of him. Well, apparently, he stored things like letters and documents in that tall stovepipe hat. And that's not a bad idea. Wherever he went, he would have a little filing cabinet on his head in that stovepipe hat that he wore, made kind of famous. Today is the February 17th, 2020. And on this date in 1863, the International Red Cross was founded in Geneva. Coincidentally, right during the Civil War when Lincoln was our president, the International Red Cross, of course, does so much to help people with disasters. They have volunteers who go all over the country. Many of them right here in Wichita have gone all over the country for hurricanes and such and lent their help. And here locally, they do a lot of great work. If somebody has a house fire and they lose everything and they don't have a place to go, but the fire department will often call the American Red Cross to help them out. And they have somebody on the spot there in a hurry to help out with people who are suffering from disasters. The Red Cross celebrating this is the 1863, the Red Cross was founded in Geneva. 8:13 now. Steve is dead here on KNSS, and it's having a little trouble, I am at least, keeping up with all the numbers on the coronavirus that's causing problems across the globe. And this morning, to help us out a little bit with this, Fox News Radio's Simon Owen. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We had a story on this morning that most of us are not too concerned about the coronavirus here in the U.S., but how are things going worldwide? Give us an update, please, on what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think the World Health Organization, which is trying to marshal the international response to this outbreak, would be pleased to hear that people are not being too fearful about it. At the same time, we get reports out of, for instance, Hong Kong today of an armed robbery involving a delivery driver being held up at knife point, all because he was trying to take toilet paper into a supermarket in that city. Robbers stealing 50 packs worth around $200 and taking these drastic measures of holding up a delivery at knife point just to get that basic commodity because of shortages in Hong Kong. Supermarket shelves have been emptied. The government is trying to urge calm, saying that people are spreading malicious rumors about shortages. But it is an indication that in some parts of the world, people are not responding to this in a calm manner, and there is great concern about where this outbreak might be going.
Well, we've seen, of course, over the past couple of weeks, a response on the stock market to the news that's coming out of China and that part of the world. But here in the U.S., people are not too alarmed yet. How about you're in the U.K.? How is there any impact there so far in the United Kingdom?
Well, I mean, like a lot of countries, Britain has put travel restrictions in place. So I think the latest one here off the top of my head is that if people fly in, they are being urged to self-isolate. Although I think actually if people are coming in straight from China, there's been a compulsory quarantine, which is now kind of for some people is midway through, for some people is finished. Britain was among the countries like the US that evacuated nationals on charter flights from Wuhan, which is a city that remains the epicenter of this outbreak. That's one of the curious things to do with this particular instance and outbreak, is that it is still very much centered on that one city and the province that city is in. But yeah, I mean, there were evacuations here, as you saw in the US, and some people now have served their 2 weeks. That seems to be the internationally agreed period when governments and health authorities want to monitor people for when they come out of Wuhan. And some people have now completed those 2 weeks and have gone back to normal life, providing they're healthy. Look, there are some cases here. A lot of countries have had cases, and Britain and France are two of the countries that have seen people infected despite them going nowhere near China. And that's something that has rattled the World Health Organization, is seeing cases that don't involve travel to China. That suggests local transmission in foreign countries. That's the sort of spread that they really worry about on an international level. But for the time being, yeah, I mean, day-to-day life here, pretty much like where you are, I imagine, is that you go on with life as you can, and authorities say wash your hands when possible, but then they'd say do that during any flu season.
All right. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it this morning. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen on the latest on the coronavirus. And it's spreading across the globe. And again, here in America, here in the U.S., there's not a whole lot of alarm, at least not just yet. Now, 8:17, make it 8:18, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is time for sports. Jad Chambers on the sports desk this morning, talking about Shocker basketball, Shocker baseball, a lot of stuff going on.
There really was. It was kind of a big weekend for Shocker sports, and we'll start off with men's basketball. Sunday afternoon, a pretty solid outing there. The Shockers came out on top. They beat Tulane 82-57. You heard it on 103.7 KEYN. Mike Kennedy with the call.
Left wing Etienne for three. Quick shot, got it. Tyson Etienne coming off a screen, just lightning quick release. He's got 17 now, five trays, and the Shockers back up by 28.
Tyson Etienne, 5 3-pointers there. That was a good night. And the Shockers, again, they got that 82-57 win over Tulane. Here's Shocker head coach Greg Marshall. He says they got out to a good enough start.
Yeah, 59 in the first half was tremendous, and we were getting wonderful looks. We got some layups, some dunks. We got some wide-open threes with our push and transition. Playing with all those point guards at the beginning of the game is that's something that I've emphasized.
And I imagine they'll talk about that in the upcoming game where Wichita State will welcome USF to Coke Arena on Thursday night. They'll talk about that tonight over on KFH. It is the coaches' shows tonight. 6 o'clock, the Greg Marshall show, and that will be followed by the Keith Adams show at 7 o'clock. The Shocker ladies came right down to the wire for the Shocker ladies yesterday in New Orleans facing Tulane. You heard it on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve Strain with the call there.
28 seconds left in the game. Shockers down two. Ashley Reed left wing. Back up top, Baston. Right wing, Brewer. A long three from the right wing, and she banks it in. Maya Brewer banks in a three. She didn't call glass. The Shockers don't care. Wichita State's up by one. Then Brewer fouls out near midcourt.
And, yeah, that was all it would take. The Shockers win that one. It was close, 69-68. Next up for the WSU women, a home game versus SMU on Wednesday. And, of course, we've got those coaches' shows tonight over on KFH. That's going to be followed by Jayhawk basketball. It's KU hosting Iowa State on KFH. And tip-off at 8 p.m., the Jayhawks on a short turnaround after an 87-70 win at Allen Fieldhouse on Saturday versus OU. And it was the opening weekend for the Eric Wedge era of Shocker baseball. The new Shocker head coach taking his team to face Northwestern States in three games over the weekend. A rocky start. WSU starter Jake Hamilton went 5 innings and struck out 13, but unfortunately the bats were cold and the bullpen didn't hold up. Shockers lost that season opener 11-0. They fared much better on Saturday. They got a 5-1 win. A good effort from starter Liam Eddy. On one run, one hit for 8 innings. So did pretty good there. And then on Sunday, well, WSU got the early lead in the third inning. Here's Shane Dennis with the call.
That one's hammered down the left field line, high and deep. If it stays fair, it's gone. And gone. Home run. Cooper Kornblum just torched one over the top of the fair pole. 320 feet away, and into the trees it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in the third inning, they got off to a 1-0 lead, but offense was kind of at a premium, and it didn't exactly turn out all that good for the Shockers. They came up a little short. They lost 3-2. Next up for Shocker baseball, their home opener versus Texas Southern, and that is on Friday. Long-term forecast for that one, looking not bad for baseball. A little chilly, but otherwise things should be all right for that baseball game. Shocker softball team, kind of a rough weekend in San Marcos at the Bobcat Classic in Texas. They did well. They defeated St. Louis and UTSA on Friday, but then they lost the next three. They lost games against Texas State and UTSA on Saturday, and then they lost again to Texas State on Sunday. And that's sports with Steve and Ted in the morning.
Def Leppard and ZZ Top coming to Wichita. That's right. in Trust Bank Arena October 5th, Def Leppard and ZZ Top. I have a pair of tickets. If you'd like to go, call now at 869-1330, 869-1330, Steve and Ted, and a pair of tickets to Def Leppard and ZZ Top. 8:22 now, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says only one side is being held accountable. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Let's talk for a minute about...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.